As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. Perfect timing there. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Every so often I find myself praying for something and think, gosh, I'm not being very bold or very specific in this particular prayer. I know that God loves me and wants to bless me and wants to make a difference and do many things. And I find myself again and again not praying with the boldness and in a specific way that I'm sure the Lord Jesus Christ calls us to pray. I sometimes think I miss out on possible answers to prayer because I haven't asked specifically enough. You know, one looks back and thinks, gosh, there were times of real faith then and then. I really need to be quite as bold as the New Testament, as the Lord Jesus Christ invites us to be. And Bartimaeus, the man at the heart of this story, had no such hesitations. We heard him as the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, what do you want me to do for you? He could so easily at that point have hesitated, dreaded disappointment, wondered quite how generous Jesus was planning to be. He could have feared the ridicule, the ridicule of those within earshot, or to be more aware of the hostility of the crowds than the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, the disciples and those walking by that day had not been particularly encouraging when Bartimaeus had tried to catch Jesus' attention. We read in verse 48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. They weren't simply irritated by his shouts, though clearly they were irritated by that. But they were also aware that if the Jewish religious leaders heard anyone call Jesus son of David, it was such a loaded political statement that there would certainly be difficulties. And when Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The answer was unequivocal. Rabbi, I want to see. And Jesus said, as we heard in verse 52, go, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. It wasn't just the specific nature of Bartimaeus' prayer that encourages us to be bolder in our prayers. It was the fact that Jesus responded immediately. Mark had realized that Bartimaeus had understood more about Jesus at this point than many of his disciples. He recognizes who he is and calls him son of David. He clearly believes against all the odds that Jesus could heal him, though there was clearly a moment of doubt. Son of David, he calls Jesus, and then face to face with him, for a moment his confidence fails, and he downgrades Jesus simply to Rabbi. Most of us know that struggle. Can I really trust you with this? Can I really ask you? Can I really expect this of you, Lord Jesus Christ? Bartimaeus' faith, though, had enabled him to see who Jesus was, and had in the end given him the conviction that Jesus could answer the prayer that he prayed and change his life. He might have been physically blind, but he wasn't blind spiritually. And I don't know about you, but I am so often more aware of the circumstances, so often more aware of why Jesus wouldn't answer my prayer than of the love and the confidence that Jesus wants to give me. And he was convinced too, Bartimaeus, that life could never be quite the same again after an encounter with Jesus. When he came towards him, he left his cloak behind. He knew that whatever happened, he wasn't going to be going back to begging anymore. Jesus always brings change if we let him. He's then described as following Jesus along the road, throwing his lot in with the man who changed his life. As we reflect on this passage, this extraordinary encounter. On one level, I think that was so special. Of course, Jesus was there in the flesh. It would have been so much easier to be filled with faith when looking into the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he says, doesn't he, that he wants to send his Holy Spirit to each of us who ask him. Send his Holy Spirit, and the language he uses is clear, who will be as if I'm there. So when I pray to God to send his Holy Spirit and answer a prayer, I should be convinced that it is as if Jesus was there looking at me directly. Makes me think about my prayer life. How bold and how specific I am. How much more conscious I am sometimes of the reasons why it shouldn't happen than of the fact that Jesus is totally and utterly committed to bringing change. His question to Bartimaeus that day is the question I think he puts to you and me regularly. What do you want me to do for you? And I think he simply wants us to be honest in our response.